Wonderful message to hear first thing in the morning. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. You know, there are times when the duties and responsibilities of life absolutely overwhelm us. Even as the psalmist said in Psalm 61, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." There are times when it seems that our soul is absolutely overwhelmed, when the duties and responsibilities of life nearly sweep us off our feet and overwhelm us. They rise like dark and forbidding mountains before our minds, so that we are moved to say in our despair, "Who is sufficient for these things?" But we need to realize that God requires us to live only one day at a time, and that He promises strength sufficient to perform the duties and bear the burdens that each day brings. You remember, our Lord told us not to be anxious for tomorrow. And we know that most of the things people worry about concern the future, and many of them never materialize. And Jesus said, don't do it. So let us take each day as it comes, fresh from the hand of God, live life at its highest and best, do the things that seem most important, and be confident in this blessed assurance that, as the Bible says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Well, dear friend, that's where trust comes in. If we trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. That's how we need to live today. God help us. God help us. We'll enjoy devotions together for 30 minutes now.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on You. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength. strength to face the hard times and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives, but that something is eternal and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
It had appeared so easy, so easy. The enemy was on the run. The prospects were so good. The future bright with promise. Moses had said, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is who doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And Joshua had told them before crossing Jordan, "Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites." 40 years earlier, Caleb and Joshua had told them that God would help them win the victory in spite of all the giants. And when they crossed the river Jordan and the conquest of Canaan had begun, Jericho, the first city, easily fell. Why, all they had to do was walk around the wall of Jericho for 7 days, and then on the seventh day they walked around 7 times, gave a great shout, and the wall came tumbling down, and God gave the victory. It had seemed so easy. The conquest of Canaan had begun, but they learned the hard way that complete victory was guaranteed only as they walked with God. Otherwise, the enemy was too strong for them, and they were no match. And even after all those years passed, following that initial victory of Jericho, there still remained much land to be possessed. And even after the death of Joshua, many Canaanites still had not been driven out. How come? The consequences of compromise. Over and over and over again, God's people compromised. They refused to obey the voice of the Lord completely, only partly, half-heartedly. like this passage in chapter 2 of Judges. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them who oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. And in chapter 3 of the same book of Judges, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites and Amorites and Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites, and they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam and the idols. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sowed them. Well, on and on the story goes. Great and wonderful victories, God among them, Moses, Joshua reassuring them that they were going to be winners, that God was on their side. But they came to understand that God was on their side only as they were willing to walk with him. When they compromised, they suffer the consequences of it. And so do you and I, don't we? Today, maybe we don't have the Canaanites and Hittites to contend with, but we sure do have some other enemies. And the Bible tells us in the New Testament, Ephesians 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Anything which hinders you from being productive, loving, believing, holy, pure, a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use, get rid of it. Give no place to the devil. Don't be angry in a sinful manner. Don't lie or steal. Don't give in to corrupt conversation. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't harbor bitterness in your heart or any root of unkindness or covetousness or filthiness. Don't be morally unclean. In fact, the New Testament says to us as saints, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. There is no compromise. Ephesians 5, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's how God wants us to live. Lord, give us the strength. Give us the strength to be everything you want us to be. We don't want to see just the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. We want to be winners all the way, not satisfied with half victories, but to lay everything on the altar of consecration. Lord, help us. Don't you think that's a good prayer for us to pray today? Is there anything in your heart that belongs to the devil? Does he have any part of the territory of your life which gives him the right to come around? Oh, I hope not. I hope that your total heart belongs to Jesus, that you are his totally and completely, that there's nothing hid away in some secret closet that you have reserved for yourself. But I trust that every key to every room of your heart has been given to the Lord. Why don't we pray about that right now? Let's just pray together that God will help us to make that total surrender to him, and that there be absolutely no compromise in our hearts and lives, but that we belong to Christ the Shepherd 100%. You want to pray with me? Lord Jesus, we cannot do these things in ourselves. We can try and try and try, but we're going to fail and fail and fail unless we, the branch, abide in Christ the vine, and you abide in us. Then, with our God, we can run through a troop, and by our God, we can leap over a wall. Dear Lord, we are not content nor are we satisfied with just winning a few victories and seeing Jericho's walls come tumbling down. We want to be winners all the way. We don't want there to be anything in our hearts that belong to the devil. We want to drive out every single Canaanite and Hittite and Jebusite and to belong to Jesus 100%. But Lord, we need your grace and your strength. You work within us by your grace what is impossible to us by nature. Empty us of every negative emotion that is contrary to your spirit of love and purity and kindness. And fill us with everything that's beautiful and holy and good and loving. We need you, Lord. In today's world, in the midst of a corrupt society, we want to be men and women of God who have a heart for God. O gentle shepherd of our souls, we pray this prayer in your precious name, the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. You know that the standard for proper conduct is not passion or convenience or self-interest or pleasure, a chance to get ahead, not even conscience. But our standard for proper conduct is the Word of God, isn't it? Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. God's word is our standard. Jeremiah 17 tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the conscience. We cannot depend on our own heart to give us instruction. We have got to depend upon God's word to give us that illumination and to light our path. Otherwise, we can imagine that we are rich when we are poor, or as Joseph and Mary, assuming Jesus is present when he is absent, or like Mary, thinking he is absent when indeed he is present. Because our heart gets things so mixed up, our emotions fool us and deceive us. We have one standard, one anchor, one guide, one compass. It is God's word. Thus saith the Lord. And may we give our whole hearts to the Lord. When the Bible speaks of the heart, it is using the word symbolically, of course, not the organ itself, which pumps blood throughout the body. But when the Bible uses the word heart, it means the very center of one's innermost being, the whole personality, including intellectual and emotional functions or traits. If we want to speak of someone showing compassion, we say, have a heart. If we want them to have courage, we say, take heart. And something that is done gladly, we say, it is from the heart. Something that is done with an all-out effort, we say, with all the heart. But it simply stands for the center of one's innermost being. And according to the scriptures, the heart represents the very center of thought. The heart knows, it understands, it reflects. It represents the center of the feelings and affections of joy, pain, despair, fear, peace. We are told, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The heart is the center of the moral life. It is the laboratory of all that is good and evil in thoughts, words, deeds. It is the rendezvous of evil lust and passions. It is the place where God writes his law of grace, seat of conscience. It is the dwelling place of Christ in us. It is the center of the entire man, the very center of life's impulse. And if you want that heart to be right with God, then we have a standard to go by. And it is God's word. Just like the carpenter must have his ruler, and the surveyor his chain and compass, and the brick mason his plumb line, the Christian saint has the Bible, the word of God. We dare not live our lives as they did in the book of Judges. And the scripture says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. We dare not live like that. We don't live our lives in such a way that we do what is right in our own eyes. Because we read in the scripture how that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So with the psalmist we declare, O, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. O Lord God, I want my heart that would naturally be deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and that would naturally cause me to become all confused and messed up. Lord God, I want my heart to be governed by your instructions and your directions and your standards. As I read your word, help me to understand it and rightly divide it and live life according to your will and your purposes. Then my heart shall be at rest. For, O Lord, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. We put our trust in thee.
Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy love.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we who have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter into it, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Oh, may God help us to enter into that rest. To rest in Jesus. This speaks certainly of trust and not relying upon yourself, but relying upon God. Well, I've enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in devotions. My time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a good day. Walk with God. Let your heart be right as you hide his word in your heart. God bless you.
If we could see beyond today as God can see, if all